السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer. Durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, Allah Pak's fazl, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, another beautiful day of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. In the second ashara of Maghfirah, Allah forgive us all and the entire ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Continuing on the theme, as we commence this ayah of Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an, in al-itqan fi ulum al-Qur'an comes, there are seven rites of the Qur'an. We spoke about some of the lessons 2 days ago, but just to refresh, says there are seven rites of the Qur'an. The first rite in Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an is mentioned that we have iman on the Qur'an, iman bil-Qur'an. We have iman in Allah, Rabbul Izzat, iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also believe that this is the kalam of Allah, the speech of Allah. It came directly from the words of Allah, from the ruh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the heart of Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, through that to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's heart. And from his heart it was transferred to the entire ummah via the sahaba, awliya, mashayikh, our ustads. And then Allah has given the hearts of the huffaz around the world to protect and preserve this kalam. So the first right is iman. We firmly believe that this is the kalam of Allah. Untainted, unchanged, and it is intact like how it was revealed, munazzal min Allah. The second right is we must have the hubb, hubbul Qur'an, the love of the Qur'an. Love of the Qur'an means that when you believe in something, you talk about it, you love it, you honor it, you respect it, and you show that honor to the kalam of Allah, the Quran in turn will intercede on your behalf. The third is azmatul Quran. Azmatul Quran means that every word we honor. We can't delete one word, delete one ayat, like people who tainted the other kitabs. They took out and subtracted and divided and interpolated whatever they wanted. So this is now, we say, this is the azmat. That these are the kalams of Allah, the speech of Allah, intact, all the verses, all the ayats, all the 30 juz, 114 surahs are all intact. This is the third, we must have the azmatul Qur'an. The fourth, we spoke about the Qur'an was revealed with tajweed, tajweedul Qur'an. And we gave some detail that it is important, it was revealed with tajweed. We must learn the tajweed. Recited with tajweed means the beautification of recitation. And we also encouraged everyone to learn the Quran properly under the guidance of a qari or a hafiz or an alim, inshallah. Then ta'aleemul Quran. The fifth one is ta'aleemul Quran is not only learning the correct recitation, is you must learn the injunctions of the Quran. Learn under the guidance of somebody. You can't take a translation of the Quran and read it. That will just give you the more or less meaning. It's not the genuine meaning of it. It's just some translation of certain words. The understanding of it, ta'aleemul Qur'an, sit in some tafsir class, sit by some alim, learn the few surahs off by heart in Arabic, and then learn the meaning of some surahs, so that what will happen, at least your sunnat salah, your nafil salah, you understand and you ponder on what you're reading. That's called ta'aleemul Qur'an. It is very important to learn portions of the Qur'an. Then the sixth one is amal bil Qur'an. Amal bil Qur'an, how much of internalization of the Qur'an. If the Qur'an says this is halal, Stick within the parameters of Sharia, stick to that halal. If the Quran says this particular item is haram, like alcohol and gambling and all this is haram, riba, interest and zina and all this, then we keep away from that which is haram. So that is the firm belief that we have, and we make amal bil Quran. Follow the injunctions of the Quran, and whatever is possible for us, like the fasting command came now. So it is farz upon us to fast. And then on the day of Eid, even if a person say, I want to fast, but now the hukum is no fast. On that day a person fast, it is haram. So that is amal bil Quran. Understand this. Now this is what we sit in the company of the ulama. We learn the Quran and then ta'aleem of the Quran, amal bil Quran. And the last one is tabligul Quran. It is the right of every Muslim. He knows some portion of the Quran. Even if you know Surah Fatiha, learn it properly in Arabic. Then learn the translation. Whoever you can meet, you have customers, you have friends, you have neighbors who are non-Muslim, who have clients. Even if it's a Muslim, you tell him, bhai, listen to my Surah Fatiha, come I listen to you. He won't feel bad. Let us do the translation. Do you understand the meaning at least? Let us do the translation. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired them. In Masjid al-Nabawi, there were various halqas of ta'aleem and tabligh and jihad. But ta'aleem of Qur'an used to take place. Even zikr used to take place, but ta'aleem of Qur'an used to take place. Then a sahabi questions Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. He was the qari of the ummah. He questioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day that I walked into Masjid al-Nabawi, I saw various halqas. I saw you sitting with the halqa of zikr, then I saw you halqa of ta'aleem, then you went by the halqa of jihad, then you went by those asking masla and masail. Now where do I fit in? He said, you are sahibul Qur'an. You are one of the katib of wahi, scribes of wahi. So for you, your zikr, your ta'aleem, your jihad is learning and teaching of Qur'an. That is why he said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is one who learns the Qur'an and teaches it to others. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to learn the masail, learn the rules of the Qur'an. Inshallah, these seven rites, Allah give me and all of us the opportunity to propagate some portion of the Qur'an. It's easy to give somebody a copy of the Qur'an. But teach him one-one. Don't just give him a translation also. Try and make his zehen, focus him that hold this Qur'an with respect. This is the kalam of Allah. If it's a non-Muslim, give him some injunctions, easy to learn from there. Then you make him understand the Qur'an. Inshallah, we're going to do this. Let us complete the ayah. شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It is a guidance for mankind. So with our duty is just to pass the message. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, قُولُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, you'll be successful. So our duty is to pass the message on. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. It's not restricted for the believers and the Muslim only, but for the guidance of mankind. A person may hear the Qur'an for the first time. Allah may open his heart and give him hidayat. هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. It is a clear sign. It is apparent proof. It is well known that the Qur'an, nobody can say they don't know any portion of the Qur'an or they don't know anything. Go around the world. Go in the prison. Go in places you don't know of. Go in any country of the world. You will find a copy of the Qur'an, you will find a hafiz. Even if they burn the copies of the Qur'an. In India, how many times they burned when the British came? But they could not burn the heart of the hafiz. Millions of uffaz are reading around the world. Look at how Allah Ta'ala is promoting His kalam. More and more people are asking for Qur'ans. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, let us spread the Qur'an well. هُدَلْنِ النَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Then continuing on the ayah, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. From the previous ayat, from Ayyaman Ma'adudat, we explained that when you find yourself in this month, then you must keep the fast. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ here means, if you witness the Hilal, and you know exactly, they have informed you this Ramadan is commencing. Now you are in the season of Ramadan, 29 or 30 days. Allah Ta'ala give us afiyat, salamati and make hifazat. Give us a beautiful Ramadan. Without any valid excuse, you can't miss one fast. You say a person deliberately miss one fast in the month of Ramadan. After Ramadan, if he keeps for the rest of his life, he won't cover up the barakat of that one. So that is why the excuse given is, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيُصُمْ وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ. The two excuses and concession given is genuinely sick, proven by a Muslim doctor that he's got terminal illness or something like that. Then his excuse he will make up after Ramadan. If not, he'll pay the fidya. And if it's traveling, now we told you the traveling is so easy. Allah Ta'ala, for those on Safar, make it easy. They can observe the fast, they must observe the fast. Those in those days was difficult. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. He will compensate after the month of Ramadan or pay the fidyah. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah Ta'ala didn't make it difficult. Allah said, I made it very easy for you. The fasting has become so easy for you. And Allah doesn't wish to cause harm and difficulty. Allah doesn't need our fast. We need Allah Ta'ala. أَصَّوْمُ لِي. Allah is saying, fasting is for me and I will give the reward. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Complete the time that is fixed, either 29 or 30 days. Then, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ. After that, then you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when you have Eid, what you say? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You hymn the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every month we have the lunar calendar which we are following, and the importance of the Islamic dates I mentioned previously. It is important to note the Islamic dates as well. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You praise Allah for the guidance Allah has given you. If Allah gave us hidayat, we must read رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. Allah, do not deviate us after giving us hidayat. Now we have to make effort on that hidayat. If you got something good, you would like to share it. You won't be selfish and keep it. So when you got some hidayat and guidance from Allah, you came into the house of Allah. What about those who didn't come to the house of Allah? You read some Quran, give somebody a copy of the Quran, tell him, "Bhai, I am learning, I am benefiting, I am getting barakah. Why don't you try it out and share it?" This is about Islam, sharing and caring. وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the favors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. I want to end off with a dua. Always we quote the hadith and sunnah on the Quran itself. The sahaba inquired, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, how can we gain the close proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" So he said, "Allahumma nawwir qulubana bil Quran." Oh Allah, enlighten our hearts by means of the Quran. Let us recite it one time. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bil Quran. Let's learn the first part now. Allahumma nawwir qulubana bil Quran. Oh Allah, enlighten our hearts by means of the Quran. Wa zayyin akhlaqana bil Quran. Oh Allah, beautify our akhlaq, our character by means of the Quran. And wa adkhilna fil jannati bil Quran. Oh Allah, enter us into paradise by means of the Quran. Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to recite more and more the Quran, love the Quran, keep the azmat of the Quran, promote the Quran, learn and teach the Quran, and be ambassadors of the Quran in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.